Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg dictating an endoscopy report on Lubinaire Optellus, date of birth 10/29/1956, date of procedure January 12, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg. Your referring physician is Dr. Jean Charles Gutteridge. Procedure performed is esophageal gastric duodenoscopy with cold biopsies, comma, cold snare polypectomy, cold biopsy polypectomy. And colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, hot snare polypectomy, cold biopsy polypectomy, and cold biopsies. Indication is bloating, comma, colorectal cancer screening, comma, dyspepsia, comma, dysphagia. And description, procedure, performance, as a clean period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possible damage and lesions, if someone has zero experience of patient care. Patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, place in my photo position, city is for anesthesia service and monitoring anesthesia care period. Will the procedure once video gas scopes and juices to the esophagus and advance and direct patient to the third portion, sorry, the second portion of duodenum. Period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach G junction, esophagus, greater retroflex, to substantiate the cardiac period, aorta suction from the stomach bulb, withdrawal to slip period. Patient is then turned around in left lateral position period, the direct exam is normal period, while loop fail in the studio colonoscope, and introduced into the rectum and advances the direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice. The cecal valve and confluence of the bulb period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, the cecal valve, asynical, and back flexor, transcolon, spinal flexor, descendical, and segment from the rectum period. Retroflex is obtained of the rectum period. Bowel preparation was overall good with a Boston bowel prep score of 7-2-3-2 period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, the proximal mid esophagus appeared unremarkable. Comma biopsies were obtained to rule out EOE given dysphagia. Next line, the Z line was irregular at 43 centimeters from the bite block. There was evidence of salmon colored mucosa extending over 1 centimeter proximally, comma C0M1.5. Comma biopsies were obtained to rule out Barrett's esophagus. Next time, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained for histology. Next time, there was evidence of two gastric body polyps. That were diminutive. Sorry, that were approximately 5 millimeters and 6 millimeters in size, removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a there was evidence of a raised area of the body mucosa that was approximately 12 millimeters in size. Comma with an ulceration slash depression in the middle of it. Comma biopsies were taken extensively in this area for histology. This did not appear like a polyp. Next line, there was evidence of a duodenal bulb, diminutive polyps, and with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, the remainder of the duodenum to D2 is unremarkable. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, there was evidence of a approximately 8 millimeter rectal sessile polyp, removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a light pulmonous ileocecal valve. This was biopsied for confirmation. There was evidence of fat extruding from the biopsy site. Light and biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter ascending colon polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 4 millimeter ascending colon polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 2 centimeter ascending colon sessile polyp removed with hot snare polypectomy piecemeal. Next line, there was a transverse colon polyp approximately 8 millimeters in size removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was another transverse colon polyp approximately 8 millimeters in size removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a descending colon polyp approximately 6 millimeters in size removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of a diminutive rectal polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. And there was another approximately 6 millimeter rectal polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids on retroflexion. Next line, Please go back to the upper endoscopy findings, and after discussing the irregular Z-line, please note that the patient did have presbyesophagus. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology, next line. Would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 6 months given the larger polyp was removed piecemeal and for reevaluation. Next line. We'll closely follow biopsy pathology from the raised body mucosa with ulceration / depression. If biopsies are negative, may need EUS for evaluation of this area further. Next line, recommend PPI daily. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.